You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. Celtics Heat game one in the books, and the Celtics won convincingly, 114-94. They led by as many as 31 points. Jason Tatum triple-double, the highlight of the game, along with strong performances from Derek White, Kristaps Porzingis. A solid start from Jaylen Brown, too, who scored the first 5 points on the way to a 17-3 Celtics lead out of the gate. Got the crowd into it and pretty much led by double digits from that point on. Heat dug back in a couple of times, got within five by the end of the first quarter, staged a huge comeback from down 31 to within 14 in the fourth, but never drew much closer than that. And a couple skirmishes, a couple hard screens, some physical play throughout this one.
Good.
Defined what's going to be an intense series. Eric Spoelstra right from the start coming up and talking about how you can't be afraid, and that you saw it throughout the game. Guys were willing to take shots for them. Some guys who started the game slow on that Heat side picked up steam late. So even though the Celtics won this one going away with a record three-point night, I still saw Miami in this one fight and be the Heat, as we knew they were capable of. Noah Dalzell here from Celtics Blog, Joe Sway-Pavone from the Garn Report. What do you take from this one most, Noah?
Yeah, I thought the Celtics looked really good for most of the night. Obviously, there was a couple minute stretch there in the fourth where they kind of took their foot off the gas. Everybody talked about it afterwards. I don't think we're going to see a ton more of that. And at the end of the day, yes, it was a blown lead, but they still won by 20. So they were able to respond quite well. But what stood out to me was their physicality and their defense over the first three quarters. I didn't feel like Miami was the more physical team. The Celtics' defensive intensity and connectivity was really impressive. And I think it threw Miami off a little bit. And they're already a team that's missing some of their primary scoring options. And you could definitely tell, because even the baskets that they were getting were difficult shots. And, you know, some of the players talked about that post game, like, we'll live with those shots. Those are the shots that we have to kind of force them into.
A couple steals from Tatum, a couple blocks from Porzingis. So definitely a strong defensive effort. Heat was shooting below 40% throughout much of it, 17% from three at one point. So it's going to be a slog. No Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier. We expected that. We also expected the physicality. Porzingis even said at practice on Saturday, you're expecting some of the dirty plays, some of the little things that just try to get under your skin, as he described it. And you saw it, a hard Bam screen where he kind of leans out on White and knocks him down hard. And then the skirmish at the end of the game where Caleb Martin undercuts Jason Tatum and sends him flopping off his back and maybe even clipped his head a little bit on the ground. Tatum pops right up, shoots a couple free throws. Jaylen, Kristaps come to his defense. What'd you make of that whole sequence and how Tatum just shook it off?
I love that from Tatum. I love that he just walked the other way, went to go take his free throws. And I love that he knew that his guys had his back, you know, Jaylen Brown getting into his face, getting into Martin's face. Kristaps Porzingis mixing it up as well. And Kristaps put it perfectly, I thought, after the game when he said, I'm here for it pretty much, right? Like, I expect that. That's what the playoffs are about, right? And, of course, hearing that from Kristaps in his first Celtics playoff game here at TD Garden, I think it speaks volumes to just where this team is at when he's out there on the floor. Like, for them to set the tone with that 9-0 run in the first quarter, and Kristaps was a big part of that, and, of course, Tatum and Brown, and, you know, that physicality, the fact that Bam Adebayo all of a sudden has maybe a bigger role since Jimmy Butler isn't in the mix, and he's presenting that challenge. But he doesn't see it as, like, oh, it's me versus – Bam out there. No, it's the Celtics versus the Heat. Okay, I wasn't here last year, but I'm here to make a difference. And that's exactly what he did, I thought, in game one. I thought this was a great performance at Kristaps and really puts into perspective just the type of challenges he provides now that the Celtics have someone like that on the floor. Of course, Jrue Holiday, you could say the same in terms of his defense, the way he was running the offense as well. But I thought there was a lot to take away from this game where other guys were stepping up. I thought Al Horford was solid. I think that's something that you can get used to this year. I mean, going in, I mean, this playoff run, going into the playoffs, I talked about how Al just tends to, his numbers go up in the postseason. And sure, he's not exactly the same player he was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, but he's still effective. He still makes an impact. And he anchors that second unit, which I thought did a really good job of sort of stopping the bleeding, so to speak, even though I don't even want to put it in that way, even though I love the way that Miami Heat fought back. But you never got the sense that they were going to lose this game. And I think it was because of those reinforcements, you know, guys like that, that makes it all the more challenging for a Miami Heat team that is, one, shorthanded, of course, without their stars and Jimmy Butler and no Terry Rozier, but also a Miami Heat team that's just not as, let's face it, intimidating as they were a year ago, you know?
Yeah, and that's why the Celtics were able to shake off those moments. Certainly, the lead they held in this game, the shots they were hitting, the success they were having. Porzingis was in that mix too. After the scuffle, Brown standing up for his teammate. Caleb Martin said after he was trying to help Jason Tatum up. Here are his comments and perspective on the play.
Nothing. I mean, he's just hard foul. I'm trying to take it for his teammate. I don't know. You know, I try to go help him up. Obviously, I got I just heard him hit the floor. I didn't know. Obviously, I know I hit him pretty hard, but momentum was carrying me. I think I got pushed into that direction, but you know, hard foul. Try to pick him up. That's just what it is. You know, Jimmy on the floor. I'd have done the same thing, I'm sure. So, just what it is.
So Porzingis said after, he didn't know if it was intentional or not. He loved the action, the scuffle after.
That was right, the action. And I was looking for the word. That's what he says. He's about that action.
I like the skirmish. I like them standing up for Tatum there. I even like Tatum angrily grabbing the ball and running the other way in that moment. But what do you make of that whole situation there with a minute to go?
Yeah, it was kind of a dangerous play in the sense that he was in the air, and the way that he landed, I thought we were going to maybe see like a Giannis situation from last year's playoffs, where
could have.
Yeah, that's the first thing that I thought. And then once he jumped up and walked away, I know he kind of talked it down after the game. He said, I was ready to shoot my free throws. To me, what it looked like, and I think based on how he reacted, I think it was the case. It looked like he was ready for his teammates to have his back. And he was kind of like, I'm going to get out of here because I know that my guys have me.
He
and
said, then, handle this for me real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so, and Jaylen Brown immediately was all over it. And then afterwards, he went down the court and then immediately turned back and gave
Tatum
him like
and
a,
Brown
yeah, they high five. Yeah, they had a little dap up. So I thought that was pretty cool. And it was a nice little gesture of like, you know, you hit one of our guys, we're all going to be there. I think Caleb Martin talked about that post game too, right? To you, saying, you know, I'd probably do the same if it was Jimmy. So, it didn't, you know, it ended up not really mattering. It was kind of a nasty spill, like his head shot
when I
back.
Back. I was surprised.
Yeah, I didn't realize at the time how bad of a fall it actually was. But I thought their post game comments, they weren't trying to give the Heat any material. Like you didn't see anybody say, you know, that was a dirty play. Everybody was kind of lukewarm about it. They did say we anticipate more plays like that throughout this series. And I think that that's to be expected.
That's what I love about this series. There's some juice, there's some rivalry there, history, all of that. And this 100%. Was Bulls Celtics tonight. I think we would have had a pretty boring game, boring post-game show here too. So can the Heat stay in this? I don't know. They struggle to string together consistent runs in this one. Certainly offense, a massive challenge for them at times. But it is interesting when you look at Tatum's game, Josue. He was only a +3. So when he was on the floor, and that's most of the game here, it was a 3-point game, even with the triple-double, even with all the little things he did in this one, and he does have a solid game in the end. But I think this game, for a game that was 30, 20 points in the end, it felt closer to me than it was. And I think the Heat come out of this game feeling like they could keep games close for the rest of the series or even pull off a couple upsets here or there. Yeah. I don't think they're coming out of this game demoralized or anything like that.
Well, that's because the Celtics made 22 3-points.
Right, that's a big factor too. If the threes aren't falling, like, maybe this is a closer game.
This isn't going to be the norm, let's be honest here. I mean, do the Celtics do it again in the postseason? Maybe, but you can't rely on that type of production the entire series. And that was a huge advantage, if you ask me, in terms of when the Miami Heat were trying to get it down. You know, they did get it down to, what, 7 points before halftime in that second half, and then they got out to a little run in the fourth quarter. I mean, you take away a few of those three-pointers, all of a sudden it would have been a 4-5-point game. You know, that's a couple of stops and a bucket away from tying things up, or, you know, however Spoelstra would see it in his mind. So if you're Eric Spoelstra, this is bulletin board material. You know, like, okay, the Celtics made franchise history out there. We lost by 20. We don't have Jimmy Butler, but we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to take this thing one play at a time. We're going to look at the positive, which is the fact that they did get it down to, you know, 6-7 points. You know, the physicality, the way that they're doing things, the adjustments. I mean, Eric Spoelstra is known for this, and that's why he's one of the best coaches in the NBA, because he makes adjustments throughout the course of a series, and his team comes back even tougher after losses, and even tougher after that the very first game opener, whether it's in here or at Miami. I mean, that's what Spoelstra does. So I don't expect anything less in game two. And the Celtics will get those same shots, those same open looks. I mean, people were freaking out when they made, what was it? They took 20 out of 28 or something like that of their first shots, out of their 42 shots, you know, was more than half of them were threes. And that worries Celtics fans because they know what it looks like when those shots aren't falling. Yeah. And the Miami Heat know better than anyone of a team's vulnerability. And they capitalize on it. You know, sure, they don't have the firepower this time around. You know, something should win this series. But I just think it's going to look a lot harder than what we saw in game one.
20 out of 28. And I looked up at the beginning of the fourth and they had 42. So it was like, oh, are they going to get to 60 by the end of this one? They attempts, took so many. Attempts, yeah. You mentioned the bench too. That was a big factor here. Hauser started slow. Pritchard, you didn't know if that unit was going to go how they wanted it to, but they leave them in the start of second and they start hitting their shots. And that's another factor in this game that created the level of separation you saw, especially in a 20-point game where Tatum's only plus three. That bench did work. Does that sustain? That's going to be a big question in this series, because if those guys aren't hitting shots, if they aren't extending the lead, this ends up being a closer game. So that's always a huge question in playoff games is, are you going to get your bench play at home and then you go on the road? Are those guys going to perform the same? They performed for the Celtics all year, so it was big that Joe stayed with them in this one.
Yeah.
But you are going to be watching Hauser, Pritchard, no Tillman in this one, even down Cornette. So they play a little tighter. And Horford, who had a similarly slow start, picked it up back late too. So,
yeah, I mean, I thought the bench was honestly the difference in this game. Like, there was a stretch there where, for sure, you know, they got out to that really hot start, and that was all the starters. And then Miami responded. And Sam Hauser hitting four threes in a stretch of a couple of minutes was huge.
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard hit two, you know, one crazy deep one, too. That was early in the shot clock, so he's feeling it.
Yeah.
And so I think those two guys in particular, like, their offensive production is going to be an important factor, because you take away those 20 points that they had. That's the difference between this being a game and this not being a game, really. I have faith that they're going to be able to continue this production, because we're not talking about a small sample size. We're talking about consistently this year. They've been very, very solid. I will say Sam Hauser shooting splits, and I don't have them off the top of my head, but he's much better shooting at home. And so that's something that I've noticed from his, you know, he's had much better shooting performances at home than on the road.
And in Washington.
Yeah, exactly. In Washington. We almost saw history. So yeah. That's the one thing that I will see. I'm curious about is if that they get a little bit more rattled playing in Miami. I don't anticipate that to be the case, but was really impressed with the way that both of them performed. And I think Joe said post-game too, defensively, he was really solid, both of them. Not just they hit their shots, but they ended up holding their own on both ends of the floor.
Celtics Heat, they'll have a couple off days here. I'm sure a practice as well in between for each side. So we'll have coverage of that here on CLNS Media and Celtics All Access. Subscribe to both channels. Show our sponsors some love. PXG.com/Garn gets you 10% off your first order over there. Great apparel for golf season as it warms up, or even just great leisure wear off the course for the rest of your spring and into the summer. And Prize Picks. PrizePicks.com/CLNS.
Came up big today, man. What'd I say about Derek White? See, don't sleep on Derek White in the series, by the way.
I think we
in on Prize Picks.
I think we got it right there. Yeah, big night for both Porzingis and White. So check out PrizePicks.com/CLNS. Have some fun with it. Check out what Joe Sway and I are saying before every game and with who we like of to score more or less than their projected points.
That's right.
That's all there is to it. Pick two players and go. It's PrizePicks.com/CLNS. Check them out. It's fun. And he is Joe Sway Pavone. She is Noah Dalzell. Check her workout at Celtics Blog. Check out Josue Pavone, Garn Report, CLNS Media. And I am Bobby Manning. This has been Game 1, and we will be back soon for coverage leading up to Game 2 of Celtics Heat as the series continues here in the first round of these NBA playoffs. Talk to you soon.